Hi, this is Charisse Kenyon, and you're listening to the Beauty Me podcast, all about beauty beyond the BS. Today, it's another week in beauty. This is a series where I curate the latest beauty news headlines, and this week's subjects are Marc Jacobs celebrating 40 years with a limited edition Pat McGrath collab, Dua Lipa being announced as new global makeup ambassador for YSL Beauty, and we'll quickly revisit the ongoing conversation around Beyoncé's new haircare brand, Sacred. First of all, Marc Jacobs celebrated a staggering 40 years in fashion by partnering with makeup queen Pat McGrath on a very special limited edition version of her super popular Matte Trance lipstick. Pat launched the Matte Trance range in 2017, and back then it consisted of just 9 shades that were initially produced in limited quantities. Today there are 34 shades of this lipstick, and it's become known as one of the most wearable, non-drying, creamy matte lipstick formulas out there. I'm personally a big fan of the Elson, which was of course named after the iconic supermodel, the redhead Karen Elson, and that is a really gorgeous blue red, so I was definitely intrigued to see what shade this new Marc Jacobs collab might be. I quickly realized, however, that it's actually a repackaging of an existing shade, Forbidden Love. Forbidden Love is described as the ultimate classic red, and it definitely seems from the imagery like it's got more of a blue tone base, just like Elson, rather than say a warm orange. Full disclosure, this product was the perfect example of me and how I am heavily influenced by aesthetics. I don't think I'm influenced by people. I am influenced by how things look. And there was definitely something about the packaging of this one. I love how it's a black tube with that classic blocky Marc Jacobs font repeated over and over in white. The white lettering on the black tube, then combined with this gorgeous, vibrant blue-based red, was an easy sell for me. I bought it immediately, and I have to say, I haven't even taken the lipstick out of the box yet, because even the box itself is just so gorgeous. Again, it's black with the white Marc Jacobs printed on one side, with the signature embossed gold Pat McGrath wording over it. It has the tiny little thread that sometimes comes with Pat's packaging where you're kind of meant to unwind it to then open the box. Like I said, I haven't touched it. I've had it probably about a week, I think. And I'm actually thinking of buying another one. I've never done this before, but I just thought if I buy another one, I can have one that I can use and show, and I can keep the other one. I don't really think it's a good time in my life to go down the Erin Parsons route, but I'm really tempted. If you don't know who Erin is, she's a makeup artist, an amazing beauty historian, and a makeup collector, and she will often buy multiples. She's so great at showing us on TikTok and YouTube all these different products, and I know that she would never just buy one. As you can imagine, being a makeup collector is an expensive hobby, and I've already got an obsession with vintage magazines, so I'll let you know if I buy another one. To be honest, it's looking like I will, because it's my birthday week. So if not now, when? If you want to grab a Marc Jacobs times Pat Matte Trance, I'll leave a link in the show notes for you. I noticed on both the UK and US Pat McGrath sites, you can't actually purchase the original version, which makes sense. I guess Marc and Pat would obviously love the new limited edition to sell out first. What I do appreciate about this collab is that it's not a blatant cash grab. It's only £1 more than the usual version on Pat's site. On the Marc Jacobs site, however, it's £45. Next, let's look at the news from YSL Beauty. Just last week, everybody was wondering what was up with the brand because it completely wiped its Instagram page. So when a brand does that, it's either one of two things that's happened. They're either going out of business or they've got something huge that they want to share. Now, the fashion house Saint Laurent did the same thing back in 2016 when it was announced that Anthony Vaccarello would be taking over from Hedi Slimane as the head designer. It made sense to kind of have a moment of silence for Slimane's time at the brand and pause ahead of Vaccarello's entrance. So the news from YSL Beauty was the fact that it had appointed a brand new global makeup ambassador, the singer Dua Lipa. Now, Dua has been linked with this brand since 2019. That's when she became the face of what is actually one of my favorite YSL perfumes, Libra. So this announcement makes a lot of sense. Also, the fact that Dua is often referred to as being as close to a supermodel without being a model compared to any other celebrity right now undoubtedly has made her a really influential character. And let's not forget, we have seen her on the catwalk. She walked and opened and performed at the Versace Spring Summer 2022 show. So this is a move that makes a lot of sense. On her new role at YSL, Dua told High Snobiety that she believes there is a duality between hyper-feminine and masculine when it comes to the YSL beauty woman. And I personally really like that because I feel like it's very much playing into my own personal style. I love ultra-glamorous looks, but I also love playing with masculine suiting. And I've always wondered, like, what is the in-between there? So I feel Dua has summed it up. I'm clearly a YSL beauty woman. And also, after watching the Saint Laurent show last night, I am 100% a Saint Laurent woman. I just love that show. I'm definitely going to make a video all about the hair, the makeup, the styling of the Autumn Winter 24 show that just happened. It's stunning. In that same High Snobiety interview, Dua references her favourite 90s icons, Chloe Sevigny, Kate Moss and Kristen McMenemy. She says, "I love how the girls had a freedom and effortlessness with the way that they did their makeup, whether it was glamorous or really laid back. I just love the natural, no fucks given attitude." So I'm here for this partnership. So far, we've just seen hints of Dua putting on a lip product. I think it's the Candy Glaze lipstick that everybody seems to love and I still need to try. Either way, I'm definitely interested to see what's next from this relationship. Finally, let's briefly revisit the ongoing conversation around music icon launching hair care brand Sacred. In a recent episode, I shared much of the discussions around the fact that fans and non-fans weren't too happy about the fact that Beyoncé herself doesn't appear in any of the branding or any of the adverts online. Some people really want to see Beyoncé's real hair, her scalp, and others thought that it was just strange that she would launch a brand and then also tease new music in the form of her two very country-style new singles. I happen to love both of them. I absolutely can't wait for images because Beyoncé is the queen of imagery. Here in the UK, there was an additional issue. Many of us were gutted to find that the shipping costs, which initially only start out as £6, they kind of go on to be really impacted when you bring in taxes. When I placed an order for two products, the shipping amounted to £25. Then a few days later, it went down to £20. But I still wasn't comfortable with that because I believe I can buy a whole extra product with that. My friend has made a huge order and his shipping is closer to £60. I definitely think if this is something that has made you kind of unsure, I think if we hang in there, things will change soon. And I will update you about that as soon as I can. Because I do think in the long term, we could end up really loving this range. I say this because I've been talking about the brand a lot with a cosmetic scientist who also happens to be a friend of mine and former guest. Actually, she was my very first guest on the podcast, Florence Adepoju. She's the founder of makeup brand MDM Flow, and she knows her ingredients as you would expect. And she told me that she'd been looking at the ingredients listed on the Sacred site and she called it Oribe for Black people. And that instantly made me take notice. And I instantly told several friends who were all really intrigued and said that they were going to keep hanging on to see how the shipping costs changed for the UK. Because if you know Oribe, you will know that it's a beautiful high-end hair care range that if you see a stylist or the person who's about to shampoo your hair pick up Oribe, you're instantly like, yes, give me luxury, heal my hair. So in our chat, Flo was telling me about the specific ingredients, what they do, and how it seems like the Sacred team have really put in years of work to give us quality. So I'm really excited to smell and touch and try the line. And my friend that put in that huge order has promised me he will give me a first-hand review. So stay tuned for that. Before I go, though, I just want to say that if you're someone who's thinking about buying any product, I would never want you to feel naive, silly, or stupid just because you don't happen to know something. There's this kind of condescending rhetoric going around on social media right now. There are experts and so-called experts really talking down to anyone who said that they would like to see Beyoncé in the Sacred branding. I get why she's not there. It's not hair care by Beyoncé, just like Fenty isn't makeup by Rihanna. It's bigger than that. It's a business. Sacred is ready to be here for the long term alongside your Olaplex. It's not just a celebrity putting their name on a lab's product. But while I get that, thanks to years of being in the fashion and beauty industry as a journalist, I do not agree with putting someone down purely because they wish that they could see Beyoncé's scalp. It doesn't mean that they're uneducated. It means that they're not part of the hair and beauty industry. They just happen to be a consumer that is really intrigued. If we all knew everything, I think life would be really boring anyway. So that is it for this week in beauty. As always, thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode in any way, feel free to share it with a friend. And please do leave a review or a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you like to listen. I'll see you next time.